curta! Dá o cupio!
Как я могу ее купить? Today on Nightshade. So, happened again. I had a great prank, and now it's twice it's fucked up. Live on camera. Fuck! All right, here's the prank. We're gonna play this clip. It's not part of God's mistakes, because they're not hideous, really. They're just regular bugs. You guys all know cicadas. They live in the dirt. They call them seven-year locusts, maybe in your community. They live in the dirt. They live on, like, tree roots. They drink the tree juices. They come up every 7 years or 17 years or 13 years, or this annual ones. The thinking is they come out in a prime number because that way their predators can't really breed to kind of keep track of them. And then they come out in such numbers, it'll overcome how many predators there are. It's a strategy for reproduction. They are extremely loud. They crawl out in the trees. They come out. Whatever. You've seen them. Here is one particular species. This is the biggest cicada in the world. It's the Empress cicada from Southeast Asia. It's Pomponia imperatoria. Let's listen to this clip. It sounds like someone screaming to death. Isn't that lovely?
Sounds like mumble rap.
And you can hear from a very, very long distance. And the thing is, they don't have any affect. They do it by vibrating their wings or their muscles, something like that. Oh, there it is, yeah. He's coming. It's the money shot. He's getting close. He's getting close. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oof. Very disturbing. And look how big those wings are. All right. Okay, that's enough of this jibber-jabber. Pull up a giraffe weevil from the internet. We used this before. So this is the story. I was home, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, I like all these God's mistakes. One day, I wish I could go to Madagascar so I could see a giraffe weevil in person. Because they're so weird looking, I wonder what they look like in person, and I'm gonna have to go to Madagascar to see one, right? You got a picture, right? Throw it up. And I've had them on the show before, and those are the males. Not only do they have a huge neck, they have a hinge. That's what's like, what the fuck? Then I'm like, you know what? That's enough of this. I can find this, let's look on eBay. People collect weird bugs and all this kinds of shit. I go on eBay, $7, including shipping, for a dead one. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to, instead of getting a plane to Madagascar and getting diseases, which I am sure they have there, eighth continent, my ass, I'm just like, I'm going to spend $7. So after 30 years of wondering what a giraffe weevil looks like, I'll be like, oh, it's a giraffe weevil, and throw it out. Then I'm like, wait a minute. And this is something you all can do at home. I'm like, if these Madagascan giraffe weevils are so cheap, how much are these other fucking bugs? Well, I went online, and these hideous insects are very, very affordable. Now, why does this matter? Because when we were kids, we had the plastic vomit and the plastic dog do, which never looked like vomit and never looked like dog do. You walk in, you're like, why is there a plastic piece of plastic liquid on the floor? It doesn't look like puke in the slightest. This dog do does not look like dog do in the slightest either. However, and you have those plastic bugs. And the thing is, those kind of work if you, like, sneak behind someone and put it over their shoulder because that's peripheral vision. And then I'm like, you know what? These bugs actually look really disturbing in real life because they're real. Like, I'm into weird animals. If I see one of these, I'm freaking the fuck out like everybody else. So last Thursday, I kicked everyone out of the studio. I ordered one of those, a Pomponia imperatoria from Arizona via Malaysia. Malaysia via Arizona. It was $10 including shipping, or $12. And put up the picture. I taped it right by the camera in the Compound Studios offices. Bradley was here, And Ben were here from the supporting listeners group. They said, put it there right by the camera. So when people walk in, they're going to look up, and our security camera is going to catch people seeing this gigantic bug on the wall. They're going to be like, what is that? They're going to look closer and they'll see it's real. No one noticed it. You guys all came back in here. You knew I had something done in the studio. You're all like, oh, is it this? Is it the mug? Is it the phone? Is this the pen? What is this meteor thing? No one noticed it. I'm like, all right, it's cool. We'll leave it up over the weekend. Monday, we got In Hot Water. We got Mornin'. Mornin' has a girl on it and Joanne. So there's all sorts of stuff. No one notices a giant fucking cicada. So then I'm like, all right, we got to be more noticeable. We took it and we put it on the underside of a big fluorescent light. So you have the white light, then you have cicada underneath, so there'll be a huge contrast, right? Right. Well, it lasts there for I don't know how long. I get an email from Garrett. How do you even spell cicada? This was a very good butchering of spelling, I got to say. He emails me and he goes, worst prank ever, S-E-C-A-D-A. So, like, none of those letters are correct. And he goes, it randomly fell and no one noticed it. The head exploded. I left it on the table in the lobby. So then I put this thing on, this meteor or whatever, which is on the show for some reason, and it just fell off again while we're doing the intro. So here's what it looks like. This would still be a good prank in your house. And here's the eyes. It's shattered into three pieces, and I don't know what to do with it. I don't want a cicada. Can we get a zoom in on the eyes somehow? Which camera? They're very disturbing. Look at that. Can you see those eyes? Yeah. And here's the body. These things, look at that shit. No one notices this on the wall. Just put it on. So anyway, I don't know. I got this big bug from Malaysia, and I don't know what to do with it. And here's the face. So I'll put it on the co-host. And I don't know what to do with this thorax. So I'm ticked. It's not even noticeable because of the dark background is the thing. And I had it hanging with the feet because they've got these hook feet to hang on the trees, and it's fucking falling off, even though this meteor is covered in, like, fucking tubercules. And this is really the kind of content people are tuning into the show for. Okay, our first story today, and this is a big one, Chelsea Manning, born... Chelsea Manning. No, it says Malaysian court in my teleprompter. You had one job.
I was like, that's definitely a picture of Chelsea Manning.
It fell off? Fuck.
I'll figure a way to rig it later. Oh, that'd be really cool. 6 bucks.
All right. You can't even see it. What is this? What do we... Oh, God. I don't... Oh, I'm fucking pissed. All right. That's something. Can't even see that. All right, anyway. Chelsea is being... Okay. This is from New York Post. Over the weekend, there was someone being arrested a few blocks away here in Herald Square, and I filmed it for my Instagram, and a cop got right in my face and said, keep it moving. He said, and I go, no, I'm going to film. And he's like, oh, well, I'm trying to, you know, keep the streets safe. And I'm like, am I being detained? And he's like, well, I just walked away. I'm like, I'm not fucking moving because you want me to move. Regardless of whether you're a cop or a regular person, this is this fucking public street. There's something going on, and I want to record it. It's really funny because people talking to conservatives about the police is exactly the same as talking to the left about black people. Immediately, people freak the fuck out. It's like, oh, my God, it's not their fault. You know, they're just turning their life around. Didn't do anything. Yeah, whatever. Anyway, so a judge is holding Chelsea in contempt, and yes, she is being detained. This is after she's refusing to testify about her disclosure of diplomatic secrets to WikiLeaks in 2010. She served, I didn't realize it was 7 years. She was 7 years in prison for the leak, including some time in solitary, I believe. She objected to questioning in a grand jury appearance. This was Wednesday in Virginia. Her testimony seems to be part of a continued effort by federal prosecutors who are investigating Julian Assange. And Julian Assange is the founder of WikiLeaks. She says, imprisoning me, it's in a statement, for my refusal to answer questions only subjects me to additional punishment for my repeatedly stated ethical objections to the grand jury system. The statement was posted on her Twitter account. Her attorney said she would likely appeal the order and that Manning could be held behind bars for the term of the entire grand jury, but not longer than 18 months. And when her attorney was asked if Chelsea is prepared to stay in prison for 18 months, the attorney said, we are not there yet. It would have been funny if she said, been there, done that, and got the surgery. Manning said this week that she'd been offered immunity as part of her testimony, and a prosecutor at the hearing Friday named Tracy Doherty McCormick said the government does not want to confine Ms. Manning. Phrasing, it's always been our intent and hope for her to testify and comply with the valid court order and valid grand jury investigation. Ms. Manning could change her mind right now and do so. It is her choice. You know what's interesting about that title, Ms.? It was created because it was unfair. Because back in the day, you had Mr., which did not decide, you know, tell you whether the person being referred to is married or unmarried. And it was said, it's not fair that you have Miss for someone who's unmarried and Mrs. generally for someone who is married. We need Ms. because it's no one's business. Does anyone really wonder if Chelsea Manning's married or not? Manning was arrested in 2010, later charged with leaking thousands of classified files. After an eight-week trial in 2013, she was found guilty of the Espionage Act and was sentenced to 35 years in prison. Barack Obama commuted her sentence in 2017. She was questioned under oath about the leak for several hours as part of her court-martial. Quote, the grand jury's questions pertain to disclosures from 9 years ago and took place 6 years after an in-depth computer forensics case in which I testified for almost a full day about these events. I stand by my previous public testimony, she said on Friday. WikiLeaks and Assange, who still, no sunlight, hold up in Ecuador's embassy in London, have factored into the investigation by Robert Mueller into apparent collusion or alleged collusion between Russia and Donald Trump's campaign. And prosecutors on the team have said in a court filing last month that they've got evidence that Trump associate Roger Stone communicated with WikiLeaks but did not elaborate further on the content of these communications. Michael Cohen, Trump's former attorney, in testimony to Congress last week, said he witnessed a speakerphone call between the then-candidate and Stone, who is an informal campaign advisor, and Stone said that Stone told Trump that he had just gotten off the phone with Julian Assange and that there would be a massive dump of emails that would damage Hillary Clinton's campaign. That's not collusion. Is that collusion? If someone's giving you a heads up that something's coming and you're not actually coordinating, I don't know if that's considered collusion or not. I'm not, even if that were true. Stone has denied discussing the matter with Trump or having any such interactions with WikiLeaks. He's fighting the charges in court. The prosecutor's interest in Assange dates back to 2010 when his site first posted the files leaked by Manning, which include millions of State Department cables and a classified video of a U.S. helicopter firing on civilians and journalists in Iraq in 2007. Oof. Civilians? Oof, that's terrible. The fact that a grand jury is interested in hearing about her interactions with WikiLeaks in 2010 could indicate that the Justice Department is still interested in pursuing Assange in relation to the publication of those documents. And last year, prosecutors in the Eastern District of Virginia, where she was subpoenaed to appear before a grand jury, mistakenly revealed in a court filing that they had prepared sealed charges against Assange. And another judge in the same court this year declined a reporter group's motion to unseal what those charges would actually be. Because there's also been talk that, oh, we don't want to charge Assange, blah, 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 blah. They want his head, and understandably so, because he's, at the very least, he's out of them as he's made fools of them in the world stage. So that is one big story. I'll be keeping an eye on that. I know that Cassandra Fairbanks, who's called into the show before, she's very close with Chelsea. She brought Chelsea to A Knife of Freedom in New York. I met her. She's tiny. She's like 5'1", so she's like a good 6 inches taller than me. But it was very weird that she was there, very, very kind of reserved, small, and very not funnily. A few months ago, she was on Twitter taking a picture of herself about to jump off a roof. So this is, I don't know. I don't know what to make of this story, but it's certainly something of interest to you, the dear readers. Let's talk about Finland. This came across my desk on Twitter. And when people were talking about the Finland government, I honestly thought they were talking – I had a brain fart and thought we were talking about Belgium and how the government there had collapsed. No, no, no. It's Finland also. So we're having political collapse and stagnation all throughout Europe. So Finland's entire government resigned on Friday because of a failure to agree on welfare reform. This is 1 month before elections were going to be held anyway. Juha Sipilä, he's been the prime minister since 2015, and he formed a three-party coalition with two other parties, the Blue Reform Party. And let me tell you guys about the Blue Reform Party. The second biggest party in Finland are the True Finns. They're the nationalists, right? So that's kind of a big people. A lot of people are like, oh, you have these nationalist parties. They're never going to get anywhere, or they're just going to be spoilers. No, no, no. In Finland, they're the second biggest party, and they were part of government. Now, a lot of times the corporate press would like to say that nationalists are far right, even though the only thing that nationalists in this sense means is we're anti-immigrant. And very true, this is not a lie, once these nationalists got into government, there was a huge split because you have the nationalists who are right-wing in the sense of we want to cut the budget, we want to cut spending, you know. Then there are the ones who are like, no, 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 we're all for welfare, we're all for spending, we just don't want immigrants. And that party, the True Finns party in Europe, split. And half of them left the government. Half of them, or not half, whatever, a certain percentage stayed in the government. And they split between left and right lines. So including kicking out the founder of the party. So this is, and there was a guy who was chosen to lead. And he's one of these, like, had controversial tweets about immigrants and blah, 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 blah. So that's some interesting stuff coming out of Finland. So you had and they call themselves the ones that stayed in government, the Blue Reform Party. I'll scroll up for the rest of this. Now, this prime minister said, I take responsibility for the failure. It has been a huge disappointment to me. And he said that this reform, quote, had been one of our most important projects. The reform tried to reorganize the welfare state because the population's aging, and they wanted to cut public spending by $3.4 billion in the next 10 years, which is an aim that many parties have tried and failed to achieve in the past. Now, according to Eurostat data, 1 in 5 people in Finland, 20%, is over 65 years old, which is only still the fifth highest in Europe. First is Germany, then Portugal, then Greece, and then Italy, and then Finland. So 1 in 5, that's a big, big number. Now, due to their structure of their welfare state, this aging population is putting a strain on the system as provisions and benefits are paid by the working age population. The president of Finland accepted his resignation, but just like with Sweden for those 100 whatever days, they're staying on in a caretaker role until the upcoming election next month produces a new government. Although it'd be funny if there's stalemate there too. Now, the collapse of the government came just weeks before they're going to head to the polls to vote for parliamentary elections. This resignation won't impact the timetable of the election, which will be held on April 14th, which I will, of course, cover on this show. And April, I think, is also when you have the elections for members of the European Parliament. So that's going to be a whole shit show in and of itself. Two more stories to cover, and this is a big one. This is from about North Korea. So y'all remember when oh shit. That's a first. I feel like Hillary. Chant Hillary to me.
Hill dog.
Yeah. All right. I did not kill Seth Rich. That's a joke. She'd never lie like that. Okay. We all remember Kim Jong-nam. Kim Jong-un's elder half-brother was murdered in that Malaysian airport. Well, today, I hear an echo. Is there an echo? There's an echo of some kind. Is one of your mics on? Something's on. Okay, a Malaysian court. Okay, it's gone. A Malaysian court dropped the case against one of the two women charged with the murder of Kim Jong Nam. Her name is Siti Aisha. I'm guessing. She was released from custody and flew home to Indonesia Monday, today, after the decision at a court in Kuala Lumpur. I think we had her picture up there. Along with Duan Ti Wong from Vietnam. That is not a troll name. That's not an... she'd been charged with the murder in... This was February 2017, so 2 years ago now. They were accused of smearing the toxic nerve agent VX on his face as he waited to board a flight in Macau, and he died within 20 minutes. There she is. Typical North Korean. That's Ilhan Omar. Both of them claimed they had been tricked into carrying out the attack by North Korean operatives who told them they were playing a prank for a Japanese comedy show. They both say they thought they were smearing lotion on his face. Surrounded by government officials and a ton of reporters, she struggled for words as journalists shouted questions. With a prompt from India's law and human rights minister, she thanked the president and other officials for helping secure her release, the Indonesian president. Earlier, she looked tired and pale as she entered the embassy, accompanied by the ambassador and other officials, but gave a small smile to the gathered journalists. She goes, "I'm very happy. I did not expect my release. This is my day of freedom. Thank you to the Indonesian president and the Indonesian ministries and the government who has signed a Malaysian lawyer for me. Thank you to the Malaysian government for releasing me." She told television that during her time in jail, she had already surrendered herself to God. She said that it was the support of her family, her mother and her father, and the embassy that kept her going. And she goes, "Now I want to see them." That's true. I don't know what that means. In her hometown, crowds gathered to celebrate this shock acquittal. Her parents, who had been vocal defenders of her innocence and regularly spoke to her by phone from prison, were not present. Had flown to Kuala Lumpur for the trial, but were not present. But her aunt said she would be organizing a welcome home celebration for the niece. "Thank you. I want to say 1,000 thank yous. If it's really true that she's been freed," this is the aunt talking to AFP, "they should bring her here straight away because she's not guilty. We've heard the news and we're so happy." Prosecutors didn't give a reason. While the court... what? What does that even mean? Is that English? While the court heard from the case? The fuck is, right? Am I stupid?
Yeah, that's exactly what it says. It's star writing there.
Yeah. It rejected her lawyer's request for a full acquittal, as it said the trial had already established a prima facie case and she could be recalled if fresh evidence emerged. And they said her release, Indonesia's government said her release was the result of its continual high-level lobbying. The prime minister, Indonesian prime minister, is facing election next month, met the Malaysian prime minister last July to address her case. And according to a letter signed by the Malaysian attorney general, the decision to drop the charges came after taking into consideration, quote, "the good relations between our respective countries." The foreign ministry said in a statement that she'd been deceived and did not realize at all that she was manipulated by North Korean intelligence. They said her plight was raised in every bilateral Indonesia-Malaysia meeting, both the president's level, the vice president, and regular meetings of the Minister of Foreign Affairs and other ministers with their Malaysian partner. This only applies to her. The Vietnamese girl Duan's trial is set to resume on Thursday, 3 days, when prosecutors are expected to reply to request her lawyers for the government to withdraw the murder charge against her as well. She was distraught today, telling reporters, "I'm in shock. My mind is blank." I think she had an LOL shirt on, by the way, when she murdered him. Can you look that up, Malaysian airport murder LOL? I'm 99% sure, because I think that's Paul Saka's Twitter handle, Twitter profile pic on Twitter. Kim Jong-nam was reported to have been increasingly fearful and paranoid in the past few years, and the court case revealed he'd been carrying 12 doses of atropine, which is an antidote to VX nerve agent, in his bag at the time of his death. That's pretty interesting. And it's interesting that he was traveling alone. My understanding is he was quite wealthy. Do we have a picture of her, right? This is Duan, the Vietnamese lady. Yeah, she had an LOL shirt. You know, in all fairness, this does tie into her defense. If they're telling her this is either she didn't know what it said, or if they're telling her this is a prank show, this is the shirt for the prank, or maybe she just happened to be wearing that. I don't know. But it's interesting that that was the shirt that they had her wearing. Okay, last story. And this is also a very, very big one. Marine Le Pen, who was second place in the French presidential election, she's facing 3 years imprisonment and a possible 75,000 euro fine. That's around 90 grand US over tweets from 4 years ago showing ISIS atrocities. She's the one who lost badly to Macron. The 50-year-old, who's president of the National Rally Political Party, which would have been called the National Front, is being prosecuted for distributing violent images a few weeks after the Paris terror attacks in November 2015, where 130 people were killed. I didn't realize the number was that high. That's insane. She was charged last Thursday following her tweets that showed executions by ISIS extremists, including the killing of American reporter James Foley. The charges pose a slap on the French parliament, whose party is still in crisis after losing to Macron in 2015. Last year, she faulted a court judgment, which I covered this on the show, which ordered a psychiatric test in what appeared to be part of a broader investigation into her tweets. People complain. I'm not saying things are great with Twitter here at all, or the government here at all. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying when people think, oh my God, it's the end of the world here, compared to how it is in Europe, we take a lot of shit for granted. This is demented. This is Woodrow Wilson kind of stuff. She described the ongoing political investigation as being political persecution. Beyond those tweets, she's also under a formal investigation over an alleged misuse of European Parliament funds when she was a member of the European Parliament. Investigators are examining claims that 5 million euros of their funding went to National Front assistants not working for members of the European Parliament, but instead working on party business in France. 5 million? That's a lot of assistants. Good Lord. With the emergence of Macron as president, France's political landscape appears to be favoring her National Rally Party, according to Open Democracy Report on growing threat of the radical right. The think tank group said French politics is volatile, and Macron has done little to dispel the disparate political movement made up of both radical left and radical right, and the momentum has continued well into 2019. And this independent global media platform said Macron's approval ratings have also declined considerably and are now only second to his socialist predecessor, François Hollande, in terms of being the worst of any French president in the 21st century. Well, that's not fucking saying much. It's only been 19 years deep. It's the second worst. There's probably, what, four of them? Five? You had Berlusconi. Is it Berlusconi? What was his name? Not Berlusconi. Who was the French one before? Sarkozy. Yeah. So Sarkozy, Hollande, and then Macron. Maybe there's someone behind Sarkozy. So it's four of them. The low approval ratings for Macron pose a severe cause for concern, and the rising star Le Pen. I thank you for this correction. The European parliamentary elections are going to be held in May. So I'm going to be covering that very, very extensively. This is going to be something to watch. So we have what? Chaos in Belgium, chaos in Finland, chaos in France, Italy, not real chaos, but there's a lockdown because the far right are running the shit. Chaos in England, panic on the streets of London. It's Germany. Things are going to – I've been following the polls in Germany. Things are going to get really crazy in the near future when the next election hits. So – oh, and tomorrow we have a new segment on the show. E-Rock is going to join us, and we're going to try all the new weird foods that are available on the market to this day. So until – that's a leg fell off. God damn it. All right. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Try to keep your limbs together. Sweet dreams.